There are two places in the Gospels where it says Jesus was astonished. It's the same word in the original Greek that is used on the day of Pentecost when people heard them speaking in tongues, and it says in Acts 2:7 they were amazed and astonished. How is it these Galileans are, we are hearing in our own language? I mean, if I was speaking here in English and all of you heard in your own mother tongue what I was saying, you'd be absolutely astonished. What is it that astonished Jesus? One would think he would never be astonished. But two places, and only two places in the Gospels, it says Jesus was marveled and amazed and astonished. And I want to show them to you. One is in Mark chapter 6. You know, he came to his hometown. Mark chapter 6. And he went into the synagogue. It was Nazareth. And the people despised him. Ah, we knew him as a carpenter here for so many years. Son of Mary, verse 3. Brother of James, Joseph, Judas, Simon, his sisters also here. They took offense at him. And Jesus said to them, a prophet is not without honor except in his own hometown. And among his own relatives, it has been true throughout history that a prophet is not usually appreciated by his own relatives. And therefore, he could not do any miracle there, except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and healed them. And he was astonished at their unbelief. He was astonished. How can people be so unbelieving after all that they have seen, just because they are prejudiced? But that's not what I want to see. I want you to see the other place where Jesus was astonished. That's in Matthew chapter 8, where we read of a centurion. Matthew 8 verse 5, came to Jesus and implored him, saying, Lord, my servant is lying paralyzed at home, fearfully tormented. And Jesus said, I will come to him and heal him. And the centurion said, Lord, I'm not worthy for you to come under my roof, but just say the word, my servant will be healed. For I also am a man under authority with soldiers under me. I say to this one, go, and he goes. To another, come, and he comes. To my slave, do that, and he does it. What he's saying is, I know that if you just speak the word, he'll be healed. When Jesus heard this, he was astonished. Same word as in Acts chapter 2. They were astonished. Jesus was astonished. This time he was astonished at this man's faith. In Mark 6, he was astonished at these people with whom he had grown up for 30 years. He was astonished at their unbelief. And now he's astonished at the faith of a man who has never read the Bible, never gone to synagogue, worshipped some heathen god, gone into the military and killed so many people. A military captain. His faith. Jesus was astonished and said to all those who were around him, I say to you truly, I have not found such great faith. With all of you Bible studying, Bible knowing Israelites. That challenges me. There were only two things that astonished Jesus. Unbelief and faith. He's astonished when he sees unbelief among his people today. After all that we read in the scriptures, After all that we have heard of Christian testimony from so many people, and after all that the Lord has done in your life in past years, you come into a difficult situation and you're in a panic. What will happen? Will God care for me? And Jesus is the same yesterday, today and forever. He is astonished at your unbelief. Have you forgotten all that He did for you in the past? Do you think He will carry you halfway across the river and dump you and say, I'm fed up, I didn't know you were that bad? He's astonished. And equally, He's astonished when He can see faith in somebody. And I'll tell you that this, that faith is not necessarily found in the people who know the Bible the best, or the people who have studied the scriptures. It can be in some heathen person who trusts in Jesus, whose knowledge of the Bible is very little. How much did the centurion know? I want to ask you, my brothers, when I read this, what comes to my heart is this. I say, Lord, in years past, I have astonished you by my unbelief in numerous situations. I'm ashamed of it. I want to now try and astonish you a few times by my faith. Isn't that a good goal to have? Lord Jesus, I want to try and astonish you by my faith. Trust you for great things. It's possible for all of us. It's amazing what God can do if we trust Him, and what He cannot do when we don't trust Him. We can say unbelief ties the hands of Almighty God. He wants to do something for you, but He can't. It's so important. God places so much value on faith that it says, without faith, it is impossible to please God, no matter what else you may do. Everything must come out of faith. If it doesn't come out of faith, it's worthless. That helpless dependence upon God, that is faith. The total confidence in God. He will not let me down. He can do it. Confidence and dependence. So let's look at the reason why this man had this faith. And I want you to see this. First of all, he said, Lord, verse 8, I am not worthy for you to come under my roof. He had such a tremendous respect for the Lord Jesus that when Jesus said, I will come and heal him, he said, no, Lord. I mean, we would think it's such an honor if Jesus said, I will come to your house. But he says, Lord, I'm not worthy that such a great person like you should come to my house. You see there his humility. You see his humility in the fact that he was willing to travel all the way from wherever he was to Capernaum for the sake of his servant. I mean, if you have a maid servant working in your house, how many miles will you travel to go and get some healing for her from some doctor? And it says he implored Jesus and plead with the doctor and say, I have a maidservant at home. Will you please come and heal her? I don't know how many of you would do that for your servant. Say, yeah, that's lower caste. I don't have to care for them. This man was the ruler. Rome was the ruler of the world. He was a centurion, a captain of 100 people of the biggest superpower in the world of that time. But he cared for his servant. He was a humble man. Had low thoughts about himself. One would think that people who are in the military and all that are usually pretty proud. Well, most of them are, but this man was not. He said, Lord, I'm not worthy. It's that respectful reverence for Jesus and the recognition that I'm nothing, I don't deserve God's goodness, that is the first step to genuine faith. And it's because we don't have that, that we don't have faith. We have to start with humility. We heard that earlier today, John 5, how can you believe when you receive honor from men? When you seek glory from men, how can you have faith? I wonder if that is the position we take when we come to the Lord Jesus Christ.